We had a bit of a get together for the Super Bowl yesterday, and then the next day, which is today, the place was a mess. Kristen had to study for school, as she has a test today, and so she didn't want to have to clean up the place. So she went online and found a place that comes and cleans the house. And there was all sorts of shit. Like, it was a potluck. So everyone had ribs and shit. And it was like cakes and just wraps everywhere. And so these people came to do it. Two people, two women, one younger woman, one older woman. And Kristen had to leave. And she was like, you got to deal with this. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll deal with it. You know, Johnny doesn't deal with shit. But I guess Johnny has to deal with shit at this point, right? Because she's got to go do her thing and study at the library, right? Okay. Could study here, but it's all good. That's not for me to say. That's what she wanted to do. That's what she needed, and that's fine. All right. So what I did was stay at home. Okay. And they show up, and the younger woman, you know, she's 25, 30 or something, and she's like, hi, we're here to clean the house. And I was like, okay, cool. Now we have cleaning ladies, but they work on Fridays. All right. So she wanted this shit done now, so they're coming Monday. So this is a different cleaning ladies. Because the cleaning ladies that we have, they're booked solid because they are trustable. And that is what you pay top dollar for. I've offered them to clean other friends' houses. And they were like, okay, cool. How much is it? I tell them how much. And they're like, oh, I could get somebody to clean this shit up for $40. And I'm like, yeah, but that's a crack whore. You understand? Right? These people trust costs money. So when my cleaning ladies ask for a raise, I go like this. Okay, I guess I'm Daddy Warbucks at this point because the trust costs money, right? And I trust them because they've been with me for 15 plus years, okay? And so now I got these random people coming to wash my house, okay? And they're coming, and as soon as I got the dogs locked up. Now I got four dogs in a cage right now, four dogs. And then I have Cooper, okay? Because our... Calvin is at grandma's house and we're watching someone else's dog. Okay. It's just so much shit is going on. It's a lot. Okay. And so the people come and Cooper's the only one out of the cage, and Cooper runs outside when I open the door, and the young one is like, hi, I'm here to clean the house. And the older lady is like, okay, but are you going to put this dog up? And I'm like, hello, what? She's like, you got to put this dog up. And I'm like, oh yeah, okay, he's very friendly. I'll put him upstairs. And I hold him, and she's like, not coming in the house. And the younger woman is like, come in, it's okay, he's got the dog. And she's like, okay, as long as he's gonna put him up. And I'm like, yeah, I'll put the dog upstairs. It's all good, no big deal. And so I did that. So I was like, very weird way to start the thing, okay? Very weird way to start the thing, to come into a house thinking that I'm just gonna have attack dogs fly out and go for your juggler, right? Okay, but I understand stranger things have happened and you're coming into a foreign stranger's house, okay. Fair enough. I put the dog upstairs, and then I come back down, and they're like, they're very nice. Okay, we're good. Everything good. This is good. The younger lady says to the older lady, are you good with cleaning this? And the older lady says, yeah, this is easy. And the younger lady says, okay, I have to leave and go drop someone else to another location. And I go like this. Okay, sounds weird, but what do I know? I'm not in the cleaning business. What do I know, right? I'm not in the cleaning business. So now there's one person in my house, and it's for some reason weirder for one stranger to be in your house than two strangers to be in the house, right? Because these two strangers can bounce the shit off each other and be strange together. But when one of the stranger leaves, all that strangeness that the one stranger has that's left is directed towards you. So now I got to deal with the strangeness, okay? And it's from this older lady that is like, so I go upstairs and I let her, I'm like, look, the only rooms we need to be clean are these two downstairs rooms. And she's like, this is a very nice house, a very nice house. Here's the other thing. If you're a stranger and you come into someone's house, don't compliment their house. Makes it feel like you're going to get robbed. Okay. Don't do that. I've seen too many movies. You walk into a house. All right. Wow. Very nice. Wow. Wow. All of a sudden it seems like I'm going to get held up at knife point. Okay. So I say, yeah, great. Nice house. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. These are the only two rooms you need to clean. So I would go upstairs. I let her do her thing, right? Because I don't want to be in the way. And I don't want her to feel like she has to talk to me or she doesn't have to talk to me. So she's just cleaning in the shits. I'll be upstairs. About three or four times I hear this. So the first time I hear, I'm like, okay, I guess I go down. I go down and I say, yes, hello. And she says, hi, yeah, do you have trash bags? I thought three would do it, but I need more. And I say, oh, sure, yeah, they're right here. Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's fine. They're just trash bags. It's fine. Go back upstairs. This is how she's saying, excuse me, sir. Just like hoping I'm going to understand the confusion has to do with me. Like I don't know what the fucking is for. It could be because somebody came in and slashed her neck. I have no fucking idea. I come down. What do you want me to do with this game? She says. It's a game that Kristen played last night with some people. I'm like, I don't know. Just put it in the box, I guess. And then you could just put it under the thing with the other games. She's like, oh, over there? I say, yeah. Okay, cool. Okay. So then I'm upstairs for a little bit. And guess what I did? I did some gangster shit. I left the house for 10 minutes. Nobody was in the house except her. But then I felt bad that I left the house, right? I felt bad that I left the house, so I came back in because I was like, she could be literally robbing me blind. But I wanted to trust, right? I wanted to trust because she was in my house and fuck it, she could kill me. So I left the house and then I felt weird, but I came back. I came back, and when I came back, she's like, I'm pretty much done. And I said, okay. I go upstairs and then I hear, So I come back down and I say, yes. And she says, I'm so sorry. Can I use your phone? For some reason, my phone isn't working. I said, do you want my Wi-Fi? And she said, sure. I gave her my Wi-Fi. It wasn't working for some reason. I don't know. Maybe her phone is off now. So she's like, can you call the person to pick me up? And I say, okay. I call her, text her, no response. Yay, dude. Can you turn my headphones on? Yay. Yay, dude. No response. Yay. So now I'm like, okay, cool. And she's sitting there and she's like, I don't know why she's not picking up. And I said, oh, okay, well, whatever. She'll come. We'll figure it out. And she was like, okay, because it's just weird. She's not picking me up. And I'm like, don't say that too much. Don't say that too much because then it's absolutely weird. Maybe just wait for the ride and we'll see what happens. And she's like, okay. So I go upstairs and then I hear, I come back down. I'm like, yes. And she says, well, I tried to get in touch with the business people and then the other people. And I was just helping her out for a day and I don't even work for her, but I was just helping her out. And this is the last time I help her out. And I go, uh-oh, everything is unraveling. And I'm alone with this person. Uh-oh. I'm a famous guy. Uh-oh. I'm entering Fuckedville. Okay? So I say, oh, well, we'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. And then she was like, okay. And she was like, because I don't know. She knows I have a nervous condition. Uh-oh. Now she's got a condition. So now she's in my house alone. I'm in my house alone. She's cleaning the house. Done with it. She did a pretty good job, except for the floors. They're sticky. And she says, she drops this, I've got a nervous condition on me. So I'm like, okay, well, is there anyone else I could call? And she said, well, did she not call you back yet? I said, no. And she said, I just don't know why my phone's not working. That doesn't seem to be my fault. And I'm like, let's just not even talk about fault. Let's not even talk about fault. And she's like, do you think you could drop me off? And I said, well, no. And the answer is just because. I mean, there's so many reasons that I'm just going to lump them all into because. I don't want to be alone in my house with you. I don't want to be alone in my car with you. And also, I don't want to drive all the way to Olympic and Brea because that's where you need to go. And so now I'm texting Kristen, hey, great hire. Stranger in our house telling me she's got a nervous condition. Hey, great hire. And she was like, okay, it's okay. I'm sorry. Let me be on your team. And I'm like, okay. Then she starts crying. And I don't mean Kristen. The person, actually, let me rephrase that. The stranger in my house starts crying. You have entered Fuckedville. Oh, I'm the mayor now. They voted me in. Oh, excuse me? Hello, you're the mayor of Fuckedville. What do we do here? Oh, I didn't want this position. It's a democracy and they voted for you. Okay. Well, this stranger's... First order of business, strangers crying in your house, mayor. What are we going to do? Oh, I don't know. And Kristen says, Uber her. And as she says, Uber her, the lady's crying and she says, well, because she knows I have a heart condition and I,
oh, you got two conditions?
Hey,
I got a condition. Don't let people with two conditions be alone in your house with you. That's a standing condition I have.
She said, I have a heart condition. I can't walk that far all the way to LeBron. I don't even know where I'm walking. I don't know where I am. She says, I don't know where I am. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll get you an Uber. I get her an Uber. I got to download the fucking app because I don't Uber. You know, Johnny drives a lot. He's got fucking, I mean, the cars that he has alone. Why the fuck would he take an Uber, dude? I mean, the inside of my one shit, it looks like it's that time of the month. Obviously, I got a fucking headrest on my headrest. I swear to God. I got the MyPillow guy seeing me drive by and go, that's a good idea because it looks comfy as shit when I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? The guts are open when I lower my windows. Okay? And not to mention, I'm bossing it up. I mean, when I step out my car, everyone expects the fucking Armenian, but it's not. It's just me. It's a white guy. It's a guy who's basically translucent, who doesn't get a tan at all. I'm the color of fucking off death. All right? And I step out, dude, but he's the same color as his mobile, isn't he? He's the same color as his mobile. What color is Chris? He's matte pearl white. Oh, for fuck's sake. He's mango white. Oh, shit. That's the color I am, mango white. Oh, for fuck, I didn't know mangoes are white. That's a fucking... They figured out how to fucking make a conglomerate. Dude, she's like, I was like, all right, well, look, just relax. So now I'm her coach and her fucking therapist and shit. I'm like, just relax. We'll get it done. I'm getting an Uber. Oh, she's like, okay. Should I go? What should I do? I was like, just sit tight. She's like, how far away is it? I was like, 7 minutes. All good. And she's like, should I go wait outside? What color's the car? Who's the lady? I'm like, look, you're asking way too many questions. Kristen's like, I don't want to come in yet. She was getting home. She's like, I'm scared. I'm like, it's fine. The lady's so frail. It's all good. And then the lady got picked up and left. And then Kristen wasn't come. I was like, I thought she came home. I was like, where are you? I texted her, where are you? She's like, I'm down the street. I don't want to come in yet. I'm like, everything's fine. Come in. Jesus Christ, man. What a day. And then I got fucking Calvin with my nanny over at grandma's house. They were supposed to be back at 1:15. And the fucking, my mom is like, trying to convince my nanny to have Calvin nap in the fucking at her house. She didn't even have all the things. How's he gonna nap? He doesn't have his fucking sleep sack, dude. And then nanny's texting me. I don't know. Grandma's like kind of like fucking taking Bogart in this situation. I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. I got a nervous breakdown. I got a cleaning lady having a nervous breakdown in my house that I've never met before. I got a stranger telling me about her two conditions. And my mom's trying to fucking force Calvin to sleep in not a crib. So anyway, that's how my day's been.